This is Akashwani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held a bilateral meeting with Hereditary Prince of Liechtenstein, Prince Albert, in New Delhi on the sidelines of the India AI Impact Summit 2026. The External Affairs Ministry said that during the meeting, both the leaders reviewed bilateral cooperation in various areas. The Prime Minister also held a bilateral meeting with President of the Slovak Republic, Peter Pellegrini, on the sidelines of the summit. They reviewed the entire spectrum of bilateral relations and discussed ways to enhance cooperation in areas including trade and investment, digital technologies, defence, space, energy, culture and people-to-people linkages. Prime Minister Modi also held a bilateral meeting with Sri Lankan President Anura Kumarasinghe on the sidelines of the summit. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the leaders took stock of the progress in India-Sri Lanka relations in recent times. The Prime Minister also held a bilateral meeting with Prime Minister of Mauritius, Dr. Naveen Chand Ramgulam, on the sidelines of the summit. Both the leaders reiterated their commitment to work closely to further strengthen India-Mauritius enhanced strategic partnership. During the meeting with the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres and Prime Minister Modi, they exchanged perspectives on UN reforms, especially giving greater voice to the Global South. Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today said the AI Impact Summit has been a grand success on many fronts. Briefing media in New Delhi this evening, Mr. Vaishnav said more than 5 lakh visitors have enjoyed this exhibition, learned a lot and interacted with many experts from the world.
This AI Impact Summit has been a grand success on many fronts. About more than 5 lakh visitors have enjoyed this exhibition, learnt a lot, interacted with many experts from the world. We had practically every major AI player in the world participating in large numbers. We had so many startups getting the opportunity to showcase their work. Overall, the quality of discussion was phenomenal.
President Draupadi Murmu today said that the existing outdated framework of the UN Security Council must be reformed to reflect contemporary geopolitical realities and the Global South must have a greater say in decision-making. She said this during the call of Secretary-General of the United Nations, Antonio Guterres, in New Delhi. The President emphasized that urgent reform of the UN Security Council is the key to maintaining the relevance and effectiveness of the UN. Home Minister Amit Shah today launched the Vibrant Village Programme 2.0 at Nathanpur in the Indo-Bangladesh border area of Katigara in Kachha district of Assam. Speaking on this occasion, Mr. Shah said Prime Minister Narendra Modi has taken several steps for the development of border areas. He said such programs would be organized in 334 blocks and about 1,954 villages in 17 states of the country as well as in 140 border villages in Assam. The Supreme Court today directed deployment of serving and former district judges to assist the Election Commission in the Special Intensive Revision SIR of electoral rolls in West Bengal. A bench of Chief Justice Suryakant and Justices Joymalia Bagchi and Vipul Ambancholi passed a slew of fresh directions to ensure completion of the special intensive revision process in the state. The bench ordered deputation of judicial officers for adjudication of claims and objections of persons put under logical discrepancy list. The combined index of 8 core industries, ICI, registered growth of 4% in January this year on an annual basis. The index eased from a revised 4.7% in December and 5.1% from January in the previous year. In ICC T20 Cricket World Cup, Australia defeated Oman by 9 wickets in the last Group B match in Sri Lanka tonight. Chasing a target of 105 runs, Australia overhauled the target with 9 wickets in hand in just 9.4 overs. Earlier put into bat, Oman were all out for 104 in 16.2 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.